Good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to the show on Wednesday night on Planet FM in Auckland, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cavity Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. And welcome to everybody joining us around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Yes, I'm back after three wonderful weeks in Ireland. Glorious weather for the 3 weeks. No rain, which is, very unusual even for this time of the year. So I'll tell you about my trip and what's been happening in Ireland over the next hour here. But we'll open up the show tonight with Paddy Riley, singing all about the fields of Athen Rye, where I was just over a week ago.
Singing, come on.
Fields of Athenry looking very good. Paddy Riley there, and you're welcome along to Ireland Calling. Yes, I had a great 3 weeks in Ireland. Fantastic weather. The country is looking very, very good. Of course, a big week this week with all the schools reopening again. An even bigger week last week for all the secondary school students who got the results of their Leaving Cert exam results. And later this week, in fact, tomorrow, Thursday, Irish time, the offers will come out from the Central Applications Office. So students that want to go to university, and seems to be majority of people wanted to go to university, will know tomorrow if they got into their courses. Of course, the next school term started this week already, and primary schools get underway again next week. The other big story in Ireland is the presidential election. And we've got the big Plough Championship coming up in a few weeks' time. And we had the Rose Trelate, and we'll give you details on those stories as well as sports stories later on throughout the programme tonight. But we continue with another piece of music, and this time Sinead O'Connor, and she's singing all about the parting glass. wonderful voice of Sinead O'Connor and the Parting Glass. And I hope you're enjoying the programme, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Yes, well, I spent most of my time over in the west of Ireland and a few days in Dublin at the start of the holiday. And as I mentioned earlier on the programme tonight, the weather was fantastic. And Dublin booming. The country seems to be booming at the moment. Lots of holiday makers there from all over the world, and even met a few Kiwis over there for the first time in many years. I managed to have a couple of swims over in Salt Hill in Galway and down in Tramore in Waterford, and I have to say the water was quite warm. And on the few days I was in Galway City itself, the crowds in Salt Hill were amazing, just so many people there, and water was very warm. And Galway packed. Also had a number of days down in Mayo. Climbed Crowpatrick on a beautiful fine day with my brother-in-law, John Rowe. We got up early. We thought we'd be the first people there at about 7 o'clock, but there was a group of people from Galway City up there before us. And it's a great experience if you are going to Ireland. I would certainly recommend climbing Crowpatrick. It's got easier. They put in kind of steps. Former Minister for Cultural Affairs, Heather Humphreys, who's in the running to be the next President of Ireland, was telling me that she was the woman that helped fund the steps for that last half mile climbing Crowpatrick. For more about the presidential election later. And when you're over in the west of Ireland there in Mayo, Westport, you got to visit Matt Malloy's pub. Went there one night, and Matt Malloy, of course, from the Chieftains. And he's got a fantastic pub in Westport. Traditional music on there nearly every night of the week. And the pint of Guinness isn't too bad either. We'll have a song maybe later from the Chieftains. But up next is Daniel O'Donnell, and he's singing Lady of Knock. And I did manage to get to Knock on the 15th of August, Feast of the Assumption. And the church was packed there that morning. I had the pleasure of meeting Father Eamon Green, who's the parish priest of Raffo in Donegal, where the sponsor of this program, Hugh Green, was born. And he was involved with a number of people that were walking from many parts of Ireland, raising money for Mary's meals. And it was lovely to see him and a number of other people there. And the novena just finished last week in Knock. Huge crowds there for the 10-day novena. But here we have Daniel and Lady of Knock.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy and such a vision as we praise your name. Message is unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher, and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified.
Daniel O'Donnell and Lady of Knock. And Daniel was a guest artist down at the Rose of Tralee competition, which was in Kerry last week. And congratulations to Caitlin Cummins, the Elite Rose, who won the event this year. Caitlin, I think about 19 or 20, she's an apprentice electrician, halfway through her apprenticeship. And she's also planning to go on after doing a bit of travelling and do an engineering degree. And she also confirmed in the interview that she's got a hearing aid. So a wonderful interview. I only saw her and one or two other roses being interviewed. I know the New Zealand rose, originally from Galway, did very, very well. But Caitlin stood out, and she's going to be the new international Rose Tralee, replacing the New Zealand Rose Tralee, who represented the competition so well. Kayleigh O'Grady, over the last 12 months, she was there to present Caitlin with her crown. The 32 roses were interviewed over two nights in RTE with huge audiences for the event itself, and obviously a huge boost to the economy down there in Kerry for that week that the event is taking place. Well, all the politicians are on holidays at the moment, but the main story that's dominating the news of the upcoming presidential election. No date has been set for the actual election yet. Of course, Michael D. Higgins will be stepping down. He's done two terms, and he will bow out, and we'll find out in a few weeks' time, well, months' time, towards the end of October, who the next presidential candidate will be. Of course, earlier this year, Fine Gael selected Mairead McGuinness, and she was odds-on favourites to win the event, but 2 weeks ago, she announced that she was withdrawn from the election due to health issues. So Fine Gael have shortlisted two people. Looks like Heather Humphreys, former from TD, from Cabin Monaghan, and senior minister who stood down from politics last year, is odds on favourites to get the Fine Gael nomination. Although there's a bit of competition from former Uachtaráin Cumann Lucas Gael and MEP Sean Kelly. And he's likely to contest that. Fianna Fáil haven't selected anyone yet, but the one person they don't seem to want to select is former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. The latest news this week is that former Dublin manager Jim Gavin may be the preferred candidate for Fianna Fáil. The other independent candidate that's have her name on the ticket is Catherine Connolly. And then there's a young multimillionaire from Ireland, Garrett Sheridan, who's put his name forward as well. He's got the backing, or he's pretty confident he's got the backing of four councils. Of course, there'll be a few. Sinn Féin haven't decided who they'll run yet, but it's expected within the next 2 weeks who their candidate will be. But at this stage, if Heather Humphreys is selected as Fine Gael, she looks like to be the favourite to replace Michael Dee in Áras an Uachtaráin. Let's move on. Let's have another bit of music. And this time we go with a singer that's certainly dominating the airways in Ireland at the moment, County Meath, CMAT. And here she is with Euro Country, her latest single.
Colors, I feel like cake is home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Plains of Him in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capity Coast on Access Radio in Wellington on Sunday. And welcome to people listening to us around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. And as I said, if you missed the start of the program, I'm just back after 3 wonderful weeks in Ireland. Fantastic weather in Ireland over the last few weeks, although there is a bit of rain promised over the next few days. Farmers have never been so up to date. I've travelled quite a bit of the country. Well, I spent most of my time in Galway and spent time in Mayo, but I went down to visit good friends in Waterford and went through Limerick, had a nice afternoon there with some other friends, and the countryside looking great as I travelled down to, through Galway, Clare, Limerick, into Cork, Tipperary and Waterford. And pretty much all the harvesting has been done. Farmers are nearly making their third cut of silage, so there'll be no shortage of fodder throughout the winter. And cattle and milk prices are at an all-time high, so certainly everything going well. And of course, the big event coming up in September, third week in September, is the National Ploughing Championship, similar to what we have here. Field days in June every year, and looks like there'll be record crowds attending this year. And while the ploughing is part of the event itself, huge exhibitions of farm machinery and pretty much every other organisation and bank and car dealership will be there. And I've no doubt every candidate that's selected to run in the presidential election will be there as well. And I'm sure the recently crowned Rose Tralee, Caitlin Cummins, who's from next door in Laois, she'll be there as well. And hopefully the weather, there is a bit of rain promised over the next week, but maybe it'll clear up. Of course, this weekend, not far away in County Laois and Stradbally, is the big Electric Picnic, one of the last big concerts. When I was in Ireland, didn't go, but Oasis had two packed out audiences in Croke Park. And then last weekend, Robbie Williams. So, and there was a lot of other concerts around the country as well, smaller concerts and lots of various festivals. So, great weather for outdoor events, and hopefully they'll get good weather this weekend for Electric Picnic. All right, we'll move on with another piece of music, and this time we go with the Pogues and Misty Morning Albert Bridge. Still getting a lot of airplay on many radio stations, the Pogues. And of course, leading up to Christmas, that famous song with Kirsty MacColl, Shane McGann, Fairy Tale New York. I think it brings in about royalties of around £300,000 every year. So the estates of the Pogues and indeed Kirsty MacColl would still be making a nice earner from listening, or from the amount of times that song gets played. What else did I do when I was over there? As I said, you know, it was great to catch up with family and friends, which was the principal part of the reason going back, but had a few nice days in Dublin at the start of the holiday, and Dublin certainly very busy, and prices not cheap. Price of pint of Guinness, now not that I drank too much of it, but it varies in some places. Didn't drink any in the Temple Bar, but you could pay about €9 there, but in the west of Ireland, it's about £5.50 and about £7.50 in some other pubs in Dublin. And as I mentioned earlier, at Matt Malloy's pub in Westport at County Mayo, you get a nice pint of Guinness there. But Westport, very impressed, spent a couple of days there after climbing, or day after climbing Kilpatrick, and the place is just buzzing with people. Every shop seems to be busy. Lots of restaurants there, quality of the food very good. And it's the gateway to move out. You can move out towards Lewisburg, some beautiful beaches there, or up the coast up to Achill Island and onto Sligo, and then Donegal. And they had lots of events. The other big thing is the roading network in Ireland is amazing. On the main roads, certainly the motorways are fantastic. You can get from Galway now, went from Ion, East Galway to Glenamedy down to Shannon Airport in about an hour and 20 minutes. Fantastic roads, and even new road, ring road around Castlebar into Westport is fantastic. And the main road from Dublin to Galway, the motorway, is excellent. That's been there for many years. The big issue for the government is the continuing lack of housing, or, you know, they just want to get more houses built. And, you know, I see a report in the papers earlier this week that they'll need about 50,000 builders to be employed in the building industry, and many of them will have to be immigrants. But the other story breaking this week in Ireland is the big increase in the number of Irish people that are heading to Australia to work. And on my way back the other evening, Sunday morning, we're leaving Dublin. We met a young couple from Mayo, Belmullet, and they were heading to travel around Asia and then on to Australia for at least a year or possibly two. So still a popular place for people to travel. Right, let's take another piece of music, and this time we'll go with Kathy Durkin, and she's singing all about Midnight to Moonlight.
Watch.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, Cathy Durkin there, and Midnight Moonlight. And Ireland Calling is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I mentioned earlier, it was lovely to meet the parish priest of Raffo and Knock, Eamon Green, and Eamon Kelly, who knew Hugh Green well. And in fact, he was from the born in the village of Frosses, where Barney McCahill and both the late Jim Gallagher and Barney McCahill came from as well. And he knew all about the strong connection between Donegal and New Zealand. What else has been happening? As I said, the Leaving Cert results came out the other day, and tomorrow all the first round of applications will be published for people that have applied to go to university. On the sporting front, of course, we'd be getting ready for All-Ireland hurling and football finals if we were doing this program 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, but we had the finals of both hurling and football in July. Tipperary winning the hurling final and Kerry winning the football final. Tipperary, or the Cork manager, Pat Ryan, he stepped down at the weekend, and he said it had nothing to do with any row that was supposed to have taken place at halftime. In the Cork dressing room, there was all type of rumours going around that he wanted to take off fullback who was on a yellow card, and the fullback's brother and another person at the same club said if you take him off, we won't play. So, but he's denied there was any row. Of course, Tipperary came out and obliterated Cork in the second half. And Kerry manager Jack O'Connor, who had announced his intention to step down, he's pinned another 2-year deal. He said it was hard to walk away at the moment, and he's looking forward to maybe adding more success for the Kerry team, and certainly they were the better team this year. There was a fantastic Camogie final, the senior Camogie final between Cork and Galway, and Galway just got there with a 1-point margin, and certainly there was no holding back by either team. A very physical game, and played in front of about 37,000 people in Croke Park for that. Good week last week for a young man from Galway, from Tarnbridge in Galway, Old Moor, John Short. He won 2 gold medals and a bronze medal in the Junior World Championships swimming. And in fact, on our way back from Ireland, just on the plane with us were the New Zealand swim team, and they came back with some medals as well. Rugby World Cup, Ladies Rugby World Cup kicked off last weekend, and Ireland opened with a big win over Japan. Up next is Spain, and 2 wins there. We'll get them hopefully to a quarter final. And of course, their final pool game in 2 weeks' time will be against current world champions, New Zealand Black Ferns, who had a big win to open up their campaign. And of course, the tension will be on the final picks of Luke Donald for the Ryder Cup this weekend. Rory McIlroy confirmed, but Shane Lowry just outside that automatic qualifying spot of the first 6 players. But it's very likely that he'll be one of the captain's picks to make up the team of 12. The Irish Open is on next week, so at the K Club in just outside Dublin there in Kildare. And both McIlroy and Lowry and a number of other top players are there as well. All right, we'll move on and keep going. And I hope you're enjoying the programme. We'll go this time with the Green and Red of Mayo from the Saw Doctors, who are still going strong, playing many concerts all around the country at the moment.
Oh, the Green and Red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, Patrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clovis, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray. majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore. Stay
Green and Red and Mayo, will they put an end to Kerry's gallop? Next year we'll have to wait and see. Long time since the last one All-Ireland final, and they've installed a new manager to replace Kevin McStay, Andy Moreland from Ballyhadrine. In fact, Andy Stoudjow didn't play in a championship match at the weekend, so he's put a very strong team together, and he's hoping that they will be able to come back. They had a very disappointing campaign this year, and in fact, losing a round-robin match in their campaign to Cavan, which didn't go down well with the Mayo supporters, so cost Kevin McStay his job as a manager. He stood down as well for health reasons, but certainly Mayo will be hoping that maybe next year they'll be better, but there'll be many other teams need improved this year. Donegal were there, can rule out Tyrone or Armagh. Galway, disappointing year this year, but hopefully they'll come back, and certainly Kerry lay down the benchmark in sport, whether the All-Ireland finals would be brought forward or put back a few weeks next year. That's to be decided. But there is so much happening on the club front now, and it's great that all these club games are being played while the weather is really fine. Of course, when the All-Ireland finals were held in September, hurling and football finals, if you had a player involved with a county, a club, and they were in the county team, that club really didn't play, and many of the county championship matches were delayed until the very end of in October, even November, and playing football in hurling in terrible conditions wasn't good. So the good news is that the fine weather now at the moment, so there's a great opportunity for people to show their skills. And speaking of football arenas and rugby arenas, a big development happening at Sports Ground in Galway, home of Connacht Rugby. They expect to have their new stand open early in the new year. And not far from me, I had the pleasure of catching up with an old school friend, James Gavin and Gerard Dowd, and saw the fantastic new facilities at the Craigs Rugby Club down there in the border of Galway, Roscommon, and they have a 3G pitch along with two other pitches, a state-of-the-art gymnasium that will be used by the local community, and huge development, and lots of fundraising done, and great also to catch up with Michael Ward, who plays rugby for UCG and Connacht, and he's part of a wonderful company called Ward and Burt that are very successful in the civil engineering business in Ireland, the UK, Canada and America. And Michael, along with many people, putting a huge amount of support behind Craigs. And just up the road, Verama School in Glenamaddy, they're having a huge development as well for their GAA grounds. It'll be a community grounds again, but I think a 4G pitch, a huge indoor 3G pitch as well, or 4G indoor arena, along with the normal pitch that was there in my day. And they gained a huge amount of fundraising, and the government contributed over 4 million. The former minister, Heather Humphreys, wasn't Lenamedi a few years ago presenting a check to the local community. And that 4 million donation was matched by community fundraising and sponsorship from PJ Fahey and his wife. It was lovely to meet up with PJ the other day and to get a tour of the great facility in Lanarkmady. Right, we're coming close to the end of another programme. We go this time with Heart in the Water from Kingfisher, doing very, very well in Ireland at the moment.
Say misery loves company. Well, I suppose that's true. And all the stars laid out before me, oh, the things I wouldn't do. There's an angel in the corner playing 45 with death. If he's against us, who'd be for us? She left the jokers in the deck.
Well, you're welcome back, and I'm sure I'm glad to be back as well after the long journey to and from Ireland. Travelled with Dubai, Emirates Airlines to Dubai. It's a great connection. You know, you've only got a 2-hour wait on the way home and the way back, but that long-haul flight from New Zealand to Dubai certainly takes its toll, but thankfully all went well. So it's nice to be back, and I hope you've enjoyed the programme tonight. Each week, the programme is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So we'll leave you tonight and leave you for another week with Liam O'Flynn and he's playing a piece of music called Under Head. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless.